and you're going to have fun, and you're going to enjoy all the things we've got planned. If you have any questions, after the end of every section, we'll have a question. I'd just like you all to stand up for me. Put your hands in the air. Turn around twice. Fantastic. Now you can sit down. Lovely. You've all got your badges on so everybody can see each other's names. I just really love to hear about your week this week. So I'm going to just pick a couple of you. I won't do everyone because I haven't got lots of time. And if you can tell me something interesting about your week. So I'm going to go first. I'm Charlotte. Nice to meet you. And I got to wear pyjamas at work this week. And it was amazing. Just for one day. But it was really fun. Bit hot, but it was good. Who shall I pick? Anne-Marie, please tell us something exciting about your week.
my week was good. Very good. I didn't have something fun, like you just mentioned. But it was good. I met a lady at the gym, not at the gym, gymnastics, while I took Eva to the gymnastics class. And but it was those moments when you didn't want to talk to anybody, you just wanted to have time and space for yourself. And I could just see that this lady crept into my space, and she kind of forced, but like a subtle force, asking me the whole time, can I buy you some tea? Can I buy you some tea? Long story short, it was a beautiful conversation where I actually cried, and the rest I will share with you some other day, but it was a good day.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. Melanie, will you come and tell us something about your week?
Hi, my name's Melanie, not Melanie, Melanie, there's a difference. Personal space, I'm just taking that, no, I'm joking. I had a really good week because I've been sick for the past few weeks, and so we've been at home alone, Knowles and I, very isolated, and this week I saw three friends that I hadn't seen in a very long time, in months and months and months, and so it was so nice to just reconnect with people, catch up with people, hear how they're doing, tell them how we're doing, share our news with them they hadn't heard yet. So yeah, it was just really nice to get out of the house and reconnect and have some play dates for Knowles. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys. Okay, that's the official welcome over. Now I'm just going to talk you through, you know, why children's work, why are we here today, essentially. So I just wanted to read a Bible verse. The next slide, please. Thank you. Says this: whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me. Mark 9:37. And obviously that was a little bit like the welcome we would do in children's church. You know, we talk to the children and we ask them about their week and let them know they're important to us because they're important to God, and that's very clear in the Bible. And obviously this is only one Bible verse about children. There's lots and lots. You know, one of the things I say to people if they ask me about talking to children is talk to them as if you have something to learn from them. Children are very perceptive. They know, you know, if you're talking down at them or if you're not really interested in what they're saying. So one of the reasons we start like this is just so the children know, okay, we really care about your week. We really care about, you know, what's going on in your life. Please share it with us and with the group. And also what I wanted to mention as well, just after this in the Bible is where Jesus, you know, says it's better for, so if somebody causes one of these little ones to stumble, it's better for them to put a millstone around their neck and jump into a lake. I'm paraphrasing, but you know. And I was watching one of the old training DVDs from Shofar for children's ministry, and you know, it's just said, you know, it's a serious thing, you know. Jesus takes it very seriously, and he warns us, you know, this is really important to me, and if anybody does the opposite of this, that's serious. So just encourage you to just be excited, because this really is God's heart, and he's excited about the children, and they are so precious to him. So there's just a few more things I wanted to share with you. I found this quote. The next one, please. Children are great imitators, so give them something great to imitate. And reminded me, you know, of the Bible verse where Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ, to the Corinthians. And, I was going to share with you some stories from my work, which I can do, but also Nolita's here. So we've all heard her repeat what Mel says or repeat what we say, like, especially at this age. I also work with two-year-olds. Nolita's almost two. And it's so clear. They hear everything. They repeat everything. And for me, one of the most, not challenging, but interesting things for me with the children that I work with is when they tell each other off in my words. And it just makes me so conscious that they are listening all the time. And the other day, actually this week, one of the two-year-olds was not sitting on the mat when all the children should sit on the mat. And I said to him, sit down now. And he came and sat down. And then he turned to his friend who was sitting on the mat and said, sit down now. And I was like, ooh. Like, you know, you just think, oh my goodness, they're going home and saying these things to their parents. Hopefully they don't think we talk to them all the time like that. But just to be encouraged, you know, like, actually children are watching all the time. And we can tell them things, but more, they will learn more from what we do than what we say to them, and how we conduct ourselves and the example that we set. So, it's discipleship, you know, and they absorb everything. And the other thing I always want to encourage people, everybody has something to offer children. I think some people think, oh, well, you know, I'm not comfortable with children, or I don't have much experience, or I don't know what to say to them. But, you know, children are always watching. So even if, you know, you're here every week on a Sunday and they see, you know, how you worship, or, you know, that they're learning from all of us in here all the time. And it's not, you don't have to be a certain way, but that we are all, as, you know, as a whole, inputting into the lives of the children here in this congregation, whether we realize it or not. So yeah, just to encourage you, everybody has something to show and teach the children. And they are learning from all of you all the time. The next slide, please, Don. Yes. This is another one that actually Margot and I were talking about the other day. It's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. And it's so true, you know. I was just reading through some things that I've done before, some teaching that I've done before, and I'd actually written about a dream that I'd had, which unfortunately I don't remember right now, but it was just talking about how I really had this strong impression, you know, the devil's out to kill, steal and destroy, and that really includes children. I think all of us that have experience in children's ministry, you know, when you're getting ready, when you're on children's church on a Sunday, inevitably something happens in the week, or you know, you try and make time to prepare, and, you know, there's a lot of opposition. It's on God's heart, therefore the devil wants to do what he can to stop it. And it's such a powerful thing to teach a child about Jesus, because they will never forget what they've done, you know, as a child. I'm sure you guys still remember, you know, class assemblies from when you were in school, or things that were said to you when you were a child that made an impact. And when these children learn about the love of God when they're young, it puts something in them that, you know, is, I believe, really preserved for the rest of their life, whatever happens. And also, I just wanted to share, we might send the video to you, but I was watching a video, you could call it a testimony, of Ian Wright, a famous footballer, not anymore, but he used to play for England, and it's his story about his life, and he's just sort of talking about where he started from and where he's come to, being, I guess, what the world would call incredibly successful. And he just shares a bit about his life and where he came from. So he didn't have a dad at home, but he had a stepdad. He had an alcoholic mother, and his stepdad was abusive. And he just talks about, you know, the trials he went through as a child, and also a young adult. I think he became a father at 19, and he still wasn't actually playing for Arsenal then. It was a bit later. And he talks about all of that, and he
he actually mentions a teacher that he had at school and how that teacher took him under his wing a bit and coached him on communication and, you know, not being angry. He says he has a rage inside of him. He says that in the video. And that also that teacher encouraged him to take a part in football and, you know, show an interest. And he tells about how he thought that man was dead. And then they show in the clip, they did like a documentary of his life, and they bring the teacher to meet him, and he cries, and he says his own word, "I cried like a baby. I really thought he was dead." And for me, it was just so powerful, like, of the effect and the influence that if you care for a child, even for a short window of time, that they will never forget that. And you can't actually know the impact you're having on a child necessarily. And you know, it for me, that Ian Wright still knew that guy and he still credited that man with, you know, really having an effect on his life was just so encouraging. And I'd encourage you to watch the video. He swears a bit, but it's he also mentions God, so, you know, it's just the heart of it. And for me, it's quite a typical story of a child in London. He grew up in London, so it was just interesting, but it's also quite long, so we couldn't show it today. It's about 20 minutes. What I want to do is just tie also all this back to our vision as Shofar, which is on the next slide. I can't remember when it was, but a few months ago, I put the vision up in Children's Church, and I put it on the wall, and I said, okay, to the children, we're going to focus today on nations. So I asked them, okay, who of you have friends who have parents from different countries or you know, speak a different language? And, you know, almost all of them do. And, you know, some of them even parents from two different nations. So I'm just saying to them, okay, imagine those friends come to church, they hear about Jesus, they grow up and they know Jesus, and they go back to those nations and they tell people. So for me, you know, I think we can read this and sort of think, okay, it's for, you know, the, if you like, socially active, what's the word, socioeconomically active generation in church or whatever. But, you know, what for me, my passion is, you know, it should be from the oldest to the youngest. There's nobody who can't do this, you know. Like, I was really, when I was thinking about this, you know, like how people are drawn to babies, for example. You know, if Nolita goes in the street, people stop and talk to her if she waves at them. And, you know, I couldn't do that. So I just wanted to encourage you, like, there's so many branches to this vision and the outworking of it, and the children are a really important one. There was just some statistics that I actually found for Merton. So in Merton, I looked at the ethnic makeup of the school-aged children. So there's some statistics on the Department for Education website. In 2016 in Merton, 128,000 school-aged children are classified as white British, and 75,000 are from other ethnicities. So, I mean, it's not 50-50, but it's not too far off. And also, what I found very interesting, so in secondary schools, 15% of children, roughly 15% of children speak another language. In primary schools, 20% speak a different language at home, at least one. And actually, because I work in a nursery, there wasn't a statistic for that, but in my experience, when I think about the children that I work with, I would say 30%, maybe a bit more, speak at least one other language at home. And for me, it's so encouraging. And the way that I see, you know, London, I think that number's only going to go up. So I just think we can't underestimate what God can do through these children. If they understand these concepts and if they really get a grasp of God and His Holy Spirit and, you know, the gospel, they can take it further than we can ever imagine. So I just want to encourage you with that. And just be so excited. I'm so excited about the children and what God wants to do through them. And now it is... Oh, I've just put some photos on here. They're just from things that have happened in the past in Shofar that I don't know, you guys may or may not be aware of. So this is in Malawi. We did like an outreach with, there was like over 200 children there.
And I'll tell you more about it later. If you want to know more, tell me, ask me later. This is the holiday collab, which Nigel and Elizabeth helped with, that we did 2 or 3 years ago. I can't remember. This is one of the games. You have to unroll the toilet roll as fast as you can. This is me and David putting our faces in shaving foam. it was very fun, very exciting. And then on the Sunday, everyone came to the church. Not everyone. Some of the children came to church and we sang some of the songs for everybody. You can go to the next one. I think that's it. This is also, we were releasing prayers into the sky. This is also Malawi. Fine. I just wanted to show you guys some pictures that I thought you might like to see. Is that the last one? Yeah. Okay. So now it's Margot. Thanks.
Okay. So I hope you feel welcome this morning, and you know what is the purpose of all of us being here together, and that is to raise children and to reach this nation's children, because they are our next generation. So before I go on, I'm going to talk to you now as adults, and then I'm going to ask you for a little while, forget that you're an adult. Is that okay with you? And just to see through a child's eyes and to experience through a child's eyes. So if you can bear with me, and for the next, I think, 15 minutes or 20 minutes maybe, just take off your adult shoes and put on your child shoes, okay? but before I do that, I'm speaking to the adults now. On your seat, you will have a welcome and a praise and worship, birthdays, and all the stuff. It's like a little booklet. So this is just for you, that you know where we are. So we're busy with the welcome is finished now. So it's actually for you to make notes. So if you don't have a pen, can you please raise your hand? Because I've got pens. There's a pen for you. Okay, Nigel, I will get you a pen just now. You'll share from your pencil case. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you. Nigel, next time you have to bring your pen. Okay. Okay, so everyone has a pen to make notes. And if you don't have to look at it now, because we will go into depth later on. But if you will see there at the back, this is actually, if you just turn around and just look to the back there, this is our outline for Children's Church. We will have it in depth on the screen later on. So that is the way that we work in Children's Church with the children. So we do the welcome and worship, birthdays and rules, memory verse and lesson, snack and chat. Wow, that's coming some other time, and then arts and craft. So we are at the welcome and worship now. So just to fill you in where we are, so that you can make notes and that you know where we are in the program. So it seems very long and very intense, but it's going to be lots of fun. Okay, I promise you. Okay, so then you know and. On your seat, you would also have this. So this is part of then number 3, if you watch there at the back, the lesson part. So this is just the lesson part. So Margot will fill you in a little bit later on that. Okay, so I want you to quickly stand up. Just leave your pen and everything for now. And I want the taller one, so that's probably maybe Hanku, Mariette, Nigel, to stand a little bit at the back. Elizabeth and Elmery, yeah, you're also a little bit more tall. Ian, it's not about how tall you are now, but just come stand here, the tall one, and just move a little bit to the front. And all the kids there, all the kids in the mother's room, please come and join us. Come and join us. You have to come and stand in the front. Melanie, all of you, come, please. Come join us now. Welcome at Kitty's Church this morning. It's so nice to have you here. Charlotte already said welcome. And I want you to come and all stand here. Melanie, so welcome to have you here this morning. And Melita. Yeah, it's so nice to have all of you here. And I just want you to quickly put your hands in the air again. Are you awake, Jackie? Are you awake? Are you really? And turn around again and touch your knees and say, God is good. God is good. Amen. Okay. So do you know that God is amazing, amazing God? Do you know that? And do you know that He's the creator of the whole earth? Everything on this earth God created. He created everything. And you know what? He just simply spoke and the world came to be. He just said a word and the world came to be. You know that? So we're going to sing a song this morning and you're going to do the actions, but you have to look at me to know what to do. And I'm sure Jackie, you've seen it before, and I'm sure Charlotte's seen it before, and Mariette also. So Mariette and Charlotte and Jackie, you can show the other ones if they struggle a little bit to when to put up their hands and when to... Okay, so help Elizabeth there, and Mariette, help Hanku, please. If he's doing the wrong way, and help Nigel, please help him. Okay? And Ethan, you've seen it before, so you must help Melanie to if she doesn't know what to do. Okay? Okay. Well, Ethan is very good. He knows it, yeah. And Margot, you've seen it, so maybe Margot, you must come and help them as well. So if somebody is struggling this morning, and the purpose of this song that we're going to do is really that our God is amazing. And I want the boys at the back, can you, I'm going to talk to the men now rather than the boys, okay? But the boys, can you just show me a little bit of attitude this morning? Can you show me that you've got attitude? Can you show me the attitude? Attitude, a little bit of attitude, okay? Can you show me? And then can you do this? A little bit of attitude, okay? Okay, so you've got it. So there's a part in the song that says, but if the, sorry, I'm going to, God is so big and so small, there's nothing that God can do. I'm going to show you which part you have to be very cool this morning. So can we have the song this morning? I'm going to do it without the microphone. Is that okay? Okay. Children, you stand in front like this, and you are the first row, okay? So if I say the first row, you're the first row. The second row is Jackie, Charlotte, you at the back. you're going with the taller ones. Okay, so Ian, you can also join in the middle, and then the rest is at the back. Okay, so this is my first row, this is my second row, this is my third row, and everybody together. Okay, so are you ready? Okay? Is the sound better now? just from the beginning, just from the beginning. And baby, I told you to stop. You can just finish the chorus and then stop. Okay. Now you start from the beginning, and then when I told you to stop, you can just make the chorus finish and then stop. But I'll show you. Don't worry. I'll show you. Okay. So are you ready? Are you ready?
How does it make you feel, Elizabeth? Makes you feel good. Why? Having fun and praising the Lord. How must it? How did it make you feel, Melanie?
Good.
Good. Okay. So the reason why I'm just doing this with children is just to get them to a place of just really understanding why it is important to praise God and why it's important that we have fun with God, and also, this will be the place that I will ask them about the song that we just did. I'm not going to go into that because of time. So I will ask them, for an example, what happened when he helped the boy bring a giant right down? Who can tell me the story of that? You understand what I mean? So I'll ask them a little bit about the song. I will ask them, do you think it's possible that God can just speak a word and the whole world came to being? So I'm just referring back to the song and asking them questions. Okay. Okay, so did you enjoy that? I want you to quickly stand up again. And today's lesson that we're going to do is about, you know, that Jesus, he really has a heart for children. And we are God's hands and feet. And going out in this world, you will see that we're going to do in the crafts later on, you will see. Did you see when you came in, there's some hands and some feet on the table? So later on, we will do a little bit of craft about this. And also, the hands and the feet is just that we need to be God's hands and feet in this world, okay? Because Jesus really needs us to be that for him and to spread the gospel and to get the word out there. So you must shine your little light everywhere where you go, okay? So now I need the boys again. So the boys must come and stand on this side, and the girls must go and stand on that side quickly, okay? So all the boys, Ethan and Luca, you must help your dad now. Go and help your dad. Okay, so we're going to do a little bit of a cappella singing this morning. That means we're not using an instrument, okay? So just teaching the children now about not using an instrument. So you have to use the voices now, okay? So the boys, can you show me? Dom is very good with it. He must actually show us that. Dom, do you want to come and join us quickly? Are you able to do that? So Dom, if you can come and stand, because Dom, he's got attitude. You must see that, okay? So Dom, can you show them how? No, you stand next to me. You stand next to me and show the boys how it's been done. So if you can do this with me. There's going to be a part in the song that we're going to say,
on a Monday, and then the girls, okay, I'm going to show you one. So when we do the days on a Monday, you can show them the attitude, Dong, on a Monday, okay? But it must be out of a voice, you know? You have to have the voice. The voice is very important. So it's not on a Monday, it's on a Monday.
On a Monday.
Okay, on a Monday, okay? So the boys, can you do that? Yes, yes, you can do that. Okay. So must he come and stand? Yeah, yeah, okay. So, Ethan, can you just repeat that, Mariette?
Can Ethan show the Makaton signs for the days of the week?
Yes, that will be amazing because, you know what, we will talk about that a little bit later. We also have children with very special hearts in our children's church. So he's going to show us the Makaton. So he's going to show us how it looks like when you show Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Okay, you're going to show us that. When we say the words, then you show us. Okay. Okay, cool. So, and the girls, can you do this? Gonna let it shine. Can you do that? Okay, but I want the voice as well. I want the voice. So, can you let it shine? Okay. Okay, so, this little light of mine, I'm going to, okay, everybody together now. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Sorry, I know it's uncomfortable. I'm not going to sit longer. It's just for once more. Okay. Close your eyes. Lord, I just want to thank you this morning that we can come into your presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're an amazing God. Thank you that you are the one that's telling us today, Father God, that we should shine our lights, Father God. Because we want to do that, because we want to be your light in this world. We want to be your hands and your feet in this world, Father God. We just thank you and we bless you this morning, Father God, of being our King and being our amazing Father. So just where you are this morning, so then you teach the children. Yes, thank you. So then we teach the children about worship, okay? So if we had time, I would even do another song. But I just want you to just focus on God now. And I just want you, if you know the song, you can sing together. You can stand up. You can sit down. You can close your eyes. Just come into God's presence this morning. So you're teaching the children. You're teaching them to come into the Holy Spirit. You're teaching them how to communicate to the Spirit. You teach them how to pray while they're worshiping. So this is the opportunities of our children to speak in tongues, to pray for one another, to pray for somebody that is sick. Okay? So you can just do whatever you want. You can stand up, you can sit down, if you can just put the volume up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you're an amazing God. Charlotte, I just want you to come and stand next to Milani. And if you can just say thank you to God this morning, that He's an amazing God. And whatever you want to say, thank you to God this morning. God, we just thank you for this time. We thank you that you're with us in our weeks, God. And I thank you that I got to wear pajamas to work this week. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to ask Ian this morning. Ian, do you think that we've got a holy God? Do you think that we're praising a holy God this morning? Why do you think He's holy?
Because He is. He is.
Do you experience Him as holy?
Yes, I experience Him as holy and faithful. God is faithful. Because He's always with us. He never leaves us, never forsakes us.
Do you agree with Ian?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Mariette, do you think that God really wants to bless us? Do you think He wants to bless us every day? And why?
Yes, I do. And I know He does because of prayers being answered. And He does because He loves us so.
Amen. Did you hear that? Did you hear that Mariette is saying this morning that He answers our prayers, okay? So, next we're going to have a little bit more fun. So, Charlotte, if you just can quickly take the mic from me. Okay, thanks everyone. You can go back to your seats. So, this is a very exciting part of Children's Church. I would like to know, has it been anybody's birthday this week? I've heard that today is Hanky's birthday. So, Hanky, would you come and stand up here, please? I've got a special birthday crown for you to wear. Here you go. We have a special song for you this morning. Miss Patty has a message for you. let me move out the way. Is it ready? Oh, not her. Oh.
Today is your birthday. So I would like to sing for you a very special song just for you. I hope you learn it too and sing along with me. Here we go. You can all stand up and we can clap this. Yay, I'm good. Whose birthday is today? You hooray. Whose birthday is today? You, it's your day. Whose birthday is today? You, hooray.
Blow the candles out. Thank you. Happy birthday.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50
Come on. Doesn't have to be loud.
Yes, Father, thank you for Honka, and yeah, thank you for the 39 years that you have kept him safe. And yeah, just want to ask you to bless him for another 39 years and beyond. And yeah, just thank you for the father and husband he is. And yeah, just happy birthday to him. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Hanky. Yes.
So, because it's Hanka's birthday, and we're playing it this way, okay? we're going to have have in our break time of this amazing cake that Mariette brought, and it was a surprise for Hanku. We didn't practice this beforehand, so we will have some of this cake in the tea time, okay?
Thank you so much, Hanku. You can sit down. So birthdays, we will do in Children's Church. Just to clarify, we only do the week past, because if you are open it wide open, you know, oh, my birthday's this month, my birthday's next month, can I just, and then you have like 10 children standing here and it's not really their birthday. So we only do the week before the Sunday, in the registration file, which you're going to see later, we're going to have a list of birthdays, so if you are on Children's Church, you will know whose birthday it is, so that we avoid that situation where they say it's their birthday and it's not. Thank you, Hanky, for being our willing volunteer today to help us illustrate. Yes, it's very fun. The point of it is to just affirm the children, you know, let them know that we are excited about them and their growth, and also to pray for them and encourage the children to pray for each other as well. Okay. It's you next, Margot. Yes.
Okay, just on the birthday side as well, we have a little box now in, no, it's fine, there will be a little box. If it's your week and there's a birthday box in the box, then you know it's some child's birthday, and in it is also going to be some gifts, okay? We decided it's small, it's tiny, it's a little book and a pencil. That's why you didn't get one. And a rubber, and, you know, just, but we just really want to honor them, you know, and that they are special. Doesn't matter what. Okay, so if the birthday box is in the box, there's a birthday. Okay. All right. Well, with Kids Church, unfortunately, there's got to be rules. yes, I am, the kids will tell you, they will tell you, I'm the most strict teacher around, okay? But there's a reason for that as well. I personally feel if you have a relationship and you have rules together, you will have a child that feels safe and free to be who he is. But if you just have rules and not a relationship, you're going to have rebellion. Okay, if you're going to have just a relationship or just a relationship without any rules or anything, you know, it can be chaos. Okay, so that is why that I feel it is very important to have rules. Now, for everybody here, the rules are new. It is so new that I learned it on my way here today. Okay, that is how new these rules are. And again, guys, rules are not there, okay, to make them sit quietly in a corner and not speak a word. I remember when I was a child, I didn't like children's church one bit, okay. If my mom told me, oh, it's time for children's church, I was like, oh, Lord, please. And I don't want that to happen, okay. But to have rules is to make sure that everybody's having fun, okay. So, we've got the new high five rules in the house, okay? Do you have a high five in the house? I've got a high five in the house, okay? All right, so we've got a high five rules, okay? Rule number one is God rules. Everything is okay if God rules. Can God rule? Yes, God rules all the time. Okay, so first of all, God rules. Second, listen to your leader. Okay, listen to your leader all the time. Okay, listen to your leader. Number three is whistle means silence. Okay, yes. We'll get there, don't worry, we'll just go through it. Okay, because I'm just easing them into it. Okay, all right, so whistle means silence. Okay, and then the next one, please, dong. Okay, respect one another. Come on, sir, respect, come on. Hey, respect, yes, we have to respect one another. Okay, and the last one of the most important one is we all have to have fun. That's a rule. If you don't have fun, oh, we've got a problem. Okay, so We're going to start off. Don, can we have my little song, please? Okay. Guys, and this is the one thing, okay, about Children's Church. And what I love about David, okay, is David, King David, danced before the Lord. He went crazy. He didn't care about what anybody says. He cared about what God says. Okay? So when you are in kids' church, forget about your status. Okay? I can remember one day I came to kids' church, okay, and I just had my hair cut. Okay, I thought, man, I look so cool. I had a haircut. And one of the kids came to me and said, "What did you do?" Like that attitude, "What did you do?" I was like, I had my haircut, you know, very like, it's not good. And she walked away, okay? And I was like, what? You know? But that is how children is. We have to accept that, okay? That, did that hurt me? No, because I knew it's a child that loves me anyway. It doesn't matter what my haircut is. If I've got no hair or hair, it doesn't matter. He loves me. And most of God, all God loves me. Okay. All right, so we're going to do this song. I might get it wrong because, as I told you, I learned it on my way here. Okay, so let's see. Okay, I'm going to put the whole thing on Google so that you can see it. And we're going to put it into the kids' box as well, that we can do it every week with them before you do the rules. Okay. Then the rules is, okay, help me out here. Okay. Hey, God rules. All okay, because God rules. Okay. Listen to your leader. Whistle means silence. Respect. Okay. And have fun. Okay, one more time. Okay.
God rules. Listen to your leader. Whistle means silence.
Cool, guys. Okay, you can have a seat. One of the other things that with rules as well is guys' behavior. We always have behavior problems, okay? It doesn't matter if we're in church or at school or where. We just have behavior problems. So after we do the rules, we tell them, okay, that, again, always say that we're going to have fun, okay? But we're bringing in a new thing, and that is the yellow and red card, okay? They all know the red and yellow card. Warning, if they do something, you warn them. You write their name. There will always be a black marker pen, okay, and then you write their name on it, okay? You get two warnings. So second time he does it, you write his name again or her name, okay? Then red card, okay? Guys, I don't want to get to a red card, okay? I really don't like it, but sometimes we do get to a red card, okay? We will not put a child outside the room, okay? The child has to go and sit in a corner, and he must face the corner, okay? The red card, yeah. So you get two warnings. The third time, you get a red card. You tell the child, well, I do this, okay? Because I go, actually, and I tell the parent if they get a red card. You don't have to do it. I know some people don't feel that they can do that, okay? But I feel it's important that the parent knows why he got a red card, okay? It's not to humiliate the child, but the child can go home and tell strange things, okay? So just go and tell the parent, listen, and don't make a big thing of it. It's just your child didn't behave. Full stop, okay? But at the same time, if a child does something great, reward him. Okay, say, wow, well done. You sit on your chair when the whistle blows. Well done. Because some children don't like to sit down. Okay, so when they sit down, you know, please tell them when they do something good. But kids need to learn that there's consequences for their actions. If they do something good, reward them. If they don't do something good, give them a red or a yellow card, or a yellow card first. Let's try to stick to yellow. But also very important to me is that at the end of the day, when all the kids are there, you call that child and you clean the sheet. You don't drag it on. When we finish kids' church, it's done. It's dusted. I forgive you, okay? What you did, not you, what you did was wrong. You're not wrong, okay? What you did was wrong, okay? And then we'll clean it. Yes, yes, I do. I ask them as well, what do you think, okay? Do you think you did the right thing there, okay? And they will think. And I actually ask some kids, I ask, what, did your mom and dad raise you to do that? And then they stop. It's amazing how a kid, suddenly when you connect it to their upbringing, how they just stop because then it makes sense to them. You know, because mom and dad was around, they wouldn't do some of the stuff they wouldn't do. 5 minutes. And they just have to miss out on a few things. Rewards things. So what I do, and I don't, if you want to do it, I take cups and I put it on the window shelf and I put their names on it. Okay? And if they do something good, I give them a tiny little marshmallow. Not a big one, a tiny little one. And they can go and put it in their cup. And by the end of the day, okay, then they can get their cup and they can eat their sweets. If you want to do rewards in that way, just remember you can't buy, I will put things in the box. Don't buy hard sweets, round sweets. The kids can swallow it and choke. Okay, we don't want that. Yeah, that's why we normally use small, little, you know, like jelly, like Haribos are also good because it's small, it's tiny. But I will make sure that there's sweets in the box. So this is all new, okay, for the kids, for all the kids trainers. This is new. So first of all, you do the 5 rules and then you tell them about the red and yellow card. And it's for me, it's very important that you tell the child by the end of the day, it's over, it's done with. Okay, I don't want him to drag it on. Yes. I normally, to be honest, my experience, okay, the others can pull into my experience, those kids are normally withdrawn anyway. So they don't give you like attitude. Because the most of the time when you give a child a yellow card is when they have like, they really are like disrupting the whole class. You know, they do really scream on top of their voice or run around. And, you know, I always say, no, come on, sit down. I don't immediately give them a yellow card. You know, it is to the extreme that then I start giving the yellow card. So I first just said, no, come on, man. We don't do that, okay? But if he keeps going, then I'm giving him a yellow card. And it's amazing how kids, like when you do this, because they know this from school as well, then they start, oh, there's going to be consequences.
So it's important what Margot says is this is not your tool for discipline. This is not your tool that you use for discipline like all the time. You tell the child, like she said, now this is wrong what you're doing now. Can you just sit and behave? Because the rest is doing it. And you also can encourage the child by saying, can you see they're sitting still? Can you, because we're going to get rewards. You remember about the rewards? So you encourage them by their behavior. So the yellow one, the first yellow one, is when it's really, really going. You've warned them already. And then you give the yellow one. And then the second yellow one, you understand what I mean? So for a child to get a red card, it must be really, he must be doing a lot of nonsense, okay? So
just to give you an example, I did kids clubs for years, and we had a child who jumped on the roof of the building. Okay, so he would get a yellow card, and then he will just have the attitude, oh, well, then I must go. Okay, he was older, he was 11, and then he would go out and he would jump on the roof. Okay, so I would go up onto the roof and give him a red card. Okay, and then he would come down and he will sit with me, because he was so disruptive that we actually had, somebody had to sit with him. Now, 10 years later, that boy is a man now, he's got 3 kids. And you know what he told, and he actually tracked me down on Facebook, and he said to me, thank you for the discipline that you brought into my life, because I can use it on my children now. But the most important thing, that what I got out of it, is he actually wanted the red card, because he knew he's going to spend one-on-one time with me, because he never had that at home. So you can also you can pick it up. How a kid is. Now, I'm talking about extreme behavior, okay? Because I worked with kids on the estates, okay? And guys, my vision is we want to reach the generations out there. Yes, we have kids' church, but I'm telling you, we're going to reach this neighborhood through our children. And this is the foundation. If we lay the foundation now, so when the kids come in with different difficult behavior problems, we're ready. I don't want us to be at that point like, oh my word, this now, you know. No, come on. This is a battle, okay? And we are training. We are training for when those kids are coming in, okay? But if you have any questions about behavior problem, even if you have kids, if it's kids' church, okay, and there's like drama, all right, and I'm here, please feel free to come and get me, okay? Please feel free to send the helper up to come and fetch me and ask me to deal with the problem. I'm not, you know, I'm really here to help you, okay?
I want to say that for quite a while, probably until September, because the dance that I showed you of the My God is so big and so strong and so mighty, I actually leaked a little bit of our surprise, because we're going to do a dance on that at Planted. So I will be there every Sunday, and I will be doing the part of welcome and worship. And even if Margot is not there, the birthdays and rules, and if Charlotte and Mariette and Jackie and those of you that's been there for a while. So don't feel today overwhelmed, but oh, I don't know how to do this, and I can't discipline the children. I don't know about the cards, and I'm just so confused today, you know. So don't worry about that. And it's not that we have all the answers, but you're not alone in doing this, okay? So don't worry about. And if there's always a doubt in your mind that maybe you don't know how to handle this child, rather come and speak to Margot or to Charlotte or to me, or you know. But don't make a on the moment decision about a child's behavior, but we're giving you guidelines today of how to handle it, okay?
With discipline as well, is sometimes your blood boils. I know my blood boils, okay? Especially when you'd like 4 times say, just keep quiet, and they just go off, okay? So first of all, take a deep breath, okay, maybe 3 times like I had to do, okay, and then speak to them. Because if you're going to act out of anger, they are so quickly to pick that. But if you are, I say, no, come on, man, all right, but I know sometimes, I know with me, I just like, just keep quiet. But let's just take that, like, we are there to love them and let them feel secure. Every child that comes to Kids Church needs to be secure.
Okay. I actually, a couple of months ago, I had such a frustrating morning. The children actually made me a sorry card. They knew, because my blood was boiling. And we went home and I was talking with Dong, and I was offended with the children. And it's very easy to take it personally, but like Margot said, you know, with the haircut thing, we really have to allow God to lead us in that regard and give us a love for the children. Because sometimes, you know, they're not so lovable if they are not listening to you, or, you know, but that's okay. And I think in that, you know, in that regard, it's important not to keep it inside, but rather talk, you know, come and talk to somebody afterwards and say, do you know what, I struggle with the children, or, you know, pray about it, or just make sure we process it. Because when you go back the next time, like Margot says, we need a fresh slate the next time. You know, you can't go back thinking, oh no, what if they like they were last time? Like, you don't want to approach it with that feeling. So yeah, just be aware of your own response to the children. Be honest about it if it's difficult, because it can be, and that's not wrong. It's just important that we process it with God and each other if needed.
Okay, just a very practical question about about the reward system. I know it's very small, the things that are given, but do you ask the parents first? I'm just thinking if children are diabetic or anything.
Yes, we're going to talk about that, and all the parents, we're doing a new thing. So, like I said, we're laying new foundations here for Kids Church. So, just to answer your questions, yes, we're actually asking all the parents, you know, allergies and all of that, and we're going to have it on file. Okay, so I will know. But Yes. But if I give a reward, I will make sure if there's any child with problems, they will get a different reward. And we will make sure to all the kids' leaders as well. Okay.
Thank you, Margot. Just to answer your question a little bit furthermore, Melanie, we have a... Charlotte is going to explain to you now about, we have a registration form for the parents to fill in. So everything of the child is on that registration form. She's going to just explain that quickly. But like Margot is saying, is that what I sometimes use, Melanie, are you still there? I just answer your question a little bit. No, it's fine. So what I normally also do is and that's up to you. If you are working, you can work. That's why we don't force children's teachers to do exactly, you know, what I normally do is I will have a whiteboard with me, and I will make a little smiley face and a face that is sad. So I will write the children's name when they really not behaving. I will do the card as well, but I will also write their names there, and also write the names of the children that's really behaving, and then I will. That's what Margot said. She's using the cup system, so it works for her. So it's not every Sunday they get sweets. And we will check with the parents. We will ask them, please write down if there's anything. And we have a WhatsApp group, and we will always inform the parents if we do an object lesson or anything that they will have that is other than biscuits and water that they get every Sunday. We will let the parents know. Say, for instance, we're doing an object lesson with marshmallows, and we will let the parents know and ask them, if your child is not allowed to eat marshmallows or whatever, please let us know. Okay, so we will always do that. Okay. Okay. Just to let you know where we are now, we're almost finished, and when we're going to have cake and tea, okay? So just bear with me for a few more minutes, and then we'll have a break with tea and cake. I think for me, also, the next part is so important, so please don't doze off and just think, I'm not going to listen, because this is really important part, this part. And just also to let you know, there was something before Charlotte starts. The next part is just, you know, things that I've picked up in the past out of my experience of, and Charlotte and Margot is also maybe going to share things that they will share with you after the experience. So it's not law, okay? It's just tips for you, okay? So you don't have to do it that way. But it's just things that I picked up from the past, okay, that's really working. So the first one is the registration form that she's going to explain to you what the parents fill in, or even not the registration, the register for the parents to sign in and sign out. And also we have the example here in this file. So we will put it on the table for you to look at it. So it's actually a way of safety for the kids as well, that they know. Okay, so then.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just going to stand here because I need that. Yeah. Those are my notes. Sorry. So this is the folder. It has been out there the last few weeks. But basically, we, like Margot said, we're introducing these new things and these structure. It benefits us now, but with the vision of having more children come in, having, you know, what you might call unchurched children and new families to make sure that the children are safe and that we have the right procedures in place. So this is lovely. It's in the front here. This is where the parents will sign in and out their children. So we'll sign in just here before you take them down, and then you need to make sure you take the file with you. They sign them out when they come and collect them. Obviously, just to make sure that we don't lose any children. Obviously, at the moment, that's, you know, doesn't seem very likely. But if you have 40 or 50 children, then, you know, we need to keep a closer eye on them. Okay. Also, what we're introducing is the permission form and registration form. Is that in there? Okay. So, it's just, obviously, we've got details for the child, the name, what their age and stuff, and then contact details. So in the case where we're going to have children that are coming, maybe their parents are not here when they're here, or, you know, we're doing an event or something, we need contact numbers for the parents. And obviously, if we're going to do activities with cooking or, you know, different snacks or whatever, and anyway, anything could happen, allergies and medical information. So this is the basic information. Then we also have the permission form, which... again, is similar information at the top, but it gives permission for taking the children out and for transport for the child if we need to take them anywhere, and also photographs and videos and consent for, say, anything was to happen to a child, we can take them to hospital and consent for treatment and also for first aid treatment. On that, we'd really love to know if you're a first aider. If you are, and if you have a qualification, a certificate, please put your name on the piece of paper out there. But Milani's going to talk about that again in a little while. So, I mean, this stuff does seem, I think because we're just implementing it now, it can seem like quite a lot in one go, but it's, we need to do it, and it's going to make things a lot smoother in the future. So maybe bringing these things into place seems, you know, quite a lot, but it will be simple. It will become just second nature, and it'll be fine. Okay, that's everything. Oh, also, sorry, with the forms, so if somebody new comes, they need to fill this in. The parent needs to fill this in before the child comes to Children's Church. And with all the parents that are already here and the children that are already coming, we're going to renew them every year because, you know, allergies can change, addresses can change, phone numbers can change. So once a year, these will be filled in. Okay. So once again, you don't have to worry about that if you are new this morning. We will take care of that, but just that you are informed that parents need to fill in that registration form. So from this Sunday, we will have it for the parents to fill in, and we will have it on file. The important thing that you must remember is that you must always have it with you. It must always be in the crate, because if you need a contact number of a child, it must be with you. If you want, you know, to take the child anywhere, you must have a permission form, okay? So that's important for you to know. So how it's happening, we leave it to Margot and Charlotte, okay? So just for now, remember, you have to have it with you all the time. Okay, so just if you can go back to that slide just before the forms, Don, please, General Admin. Okay, so like Charlotte said, that if we have new children on a Sunday, please make sure that you put a badge on for that specific child. And unfortunately, it was very late last night. We wrote the names with a dry wipe cokey, but we're going to use a real cokey, so the name stays on. Okay, so you can take it off easily when you have want to change it. But the idea is that all the children on a Sunday wears this. You were asked maybe why the crown. The theme of Children's Church is the Lion of Judah, the crown. Okay, so the crown, the king. God is the king, and the Lion of Judah. And on that, we will have the song ready. The Lion of Judah. So on a Sunday, normally when the kids go out for Children's Church, we will have the song, Be Very Brave, Be Very Strong. Okay, so the kids will then recognize the song and they know it's time for Children's Church now. Okay, so when you go then down with the kids, take your file with you, this file, and when they come there, just pop on the names. It's nice for them to wear. Some of them
don't want to wear it, so it's fine. But it's also for you, if we're going to have like 20 kids soon or 30 kids speaking prophetically, then you get confused sometimes with the children's names if you don't know them. So it's just for you, but also for the children. I've got a, you know, I've got this on, especially the little ones wants to wear it. If the older ones doesn't want, it's fine. Just for a new child, put it on. It's also to say welcome, you know, and put the badge on. Okay. So, and just like I said, please make sure that if you receive the child there in the front, and the adult coming with the child, make sure, ask them, if you're going to sit in the church, will you just, while you're sitting maybe, or just if, somewhere if you have time, just fill in the permission form. But when you take the child, just make sure that you ask that parent if the child has any allergies, because it's not been filled in already. So just ask them, is there any allergies of your child? And if you're doing something specifically on that Sunday that is different than a normal Sunday, say for instance the marshmallows, ask the parents, because that also shows a new parent that we really care for the children, okay? Okay, so I did talk about the name badges and the new child's visitors. Then, it's very important, that's why we're having also the training day today. It's very important that we have teachers and assistants, okay? So, we can't only have one teacher in the class for safety reasons. Charlotte will tell you a little bit more about that. So if a child goes to the toilet and you have to stand at the door of the toilets, then there must be somebody left in the building with the children. And also, we want to, this is very important, Melanie, I'm referring to you sometimes there because I just want to, you know, that you know. We have the different age groups. So you will see number 7, the age group. I'm just quickly jumping to that. We, at the moment, we do the age groups 3 to 7, 8 to 11, 12 to 16, okay? The reason for that is we have teachers that already said that they are interested in helping with the teenagers. So they will come, so we will all go down, all the ages will go down, doing the welcome, the worship, the birthdays and the rules, and just for the lesson, they will come up here, the older ones, the 12 to 16 year olds, and they will sit with already teachers that said that they will, but you will fill in a form, I will just tell you about that just now, they will sit here, but then in the children's church, we will do a lesson with a 3-year-old to the 11-year-old all together, but we will divide them in groups then, just to break it up a little bit on their level, you know, and that is where we need you as assistants if you're not a teacher, okay? So don't feel like, oh, I can't be a teacher. That's why we really want you to help us in that way. Not only to be an assistant, but also to break up those two groups that we can talk on their level. Because an 11-year-old talks differently than a 3-year-old, you understand? But for now, we don't have the facility and we don't have the resources and enough teachers to actually really split them up, okay? So there will come a time that we have a facility and that we have a proper teacher to take the 3-year and 7-year-olds separately, and then we will also divide the groups differently then again. Hopefully, before all the babies come in September, August, September, we will have a venue for the toddlers. So then we will also include the 2-year-olds, okay? So then it will be from 2-year-old, then we will make the division a little bit different again, okay? So it's just for now that we can't take the 2-year-olds down because they're too small, but later on we will also accommodate the 2-year-old, and then probably we will have helpers there that said, but I can be a teacher for them. I can do that, okay? So just bear with us. We're going as we're going with the age split up as well. So like I said, you're not being left alone when you sign up today. Okay, so that brings me to a form. There's a form on the table there in the front. So while you're having cake and tea and stuff, just fill in your name. Charlotte, it says name and it says your preference for age. Okay, and then it says, do you want to be a teacher or an assistant? So just make sure that before you go today that you write your name on that. And that, like I said, we're not going to leave you alone with the 3 or 7 year olds, 3 to 7 year olds, or with the 8 to 11 year olds. And maybe you will end up helping with not that you prefer, okay? It's just like we have to go now with what we have, but it's good to know what is your preference, okay? So if you will just bear with us with that. Okay, and then all of us sitting here today are volunteers, okay? So we volunteer in helping at the children's church. So it's also important that we all details is on a paper and it's been filed. Okay, so therefore we have a volunteer application form. It's not here today because we're still editing it and making it true UK application form. So if you can just bear with us with that, but soon you will receive a form like that if you put your name down today and say, I'm going to be a volunteer at the Children's Church. Okay. And then the curriculum, Margot is going to tell you a little bit more about the curriculum later on, but just to let you know that the reason why we changed the curriculum is we want the children to get to know the Bible from Genesis till Revelations. And we are going to try to do that on a children's level way. So Margot's going to explain to you a little bit about that a little bit later. So maybe there's questions about why did we change the curriculum. You can ask those questions, but yeah, just to tell you that. Then prep for lesson activities. Think through every step and keep it simple. Margot is also going to give you, and that's the lesson plan that you have. She's going to go in depth a little bit later on with that. You will receive, every week, you will receive a lesson plan. And Margot is making sure, there was times in my life that I received a lesson plan that was 5 or 7 or 10 pages, and I was like, oh, I don't know where to begin. So Margot is going to make sure that it's simple, and that's why I put it on there. It's like, you're going to maybe have a variety of things to prepare, but also you're going to add things, okay? So Margot will explain to you, but keep it simple. Always have more things to fall back on, but keep it simple. Don't make it too difficult for you and for the children. If you focus on 3 things, and Margot will explain to you, focus on those 3 things. Don't make life hard for you. Keep it simple, okay? Volunteers need to be in line with the Holy Spirit. For me, this is very, very important. If you come to Children's Church unprepared in your spirit, you can't be anointed. That's just the basic. It all boils down to that. Yeah, sometimes God can use us in our imperfectness. We don't need to be perfect, but we need to be prayed up and we need to be in touch with the Holy Spirit. We need to spend time with God. We need to be in His presence during the week, not only during the week that you do Children's Church every day, but God... Children pick it up. Children pick it up if you are scattering around, not only when you're not prepared, scattering around because you're not in tune with them. Okay? So please make sure, guys, that you're always in tune with the Holy Spirit. Please make time for God in your personal quiet time. As you saw this morning, worship and dance with them. Have fun with them. Did you have fun this morning? Okay? Did you enjoy the worship? Did you enjoy having fun this morning? Because that is what we do with children. We don't just stand there and just tell them, okay, let's dance now. And then you stand there. Or you tell them, hey, we're going to have fun today. But you stand with your feet like this and your hands like this. Use your hands. Use your feet. Use your smile. Use your whole body and have fun with the children. Okay? For me, it's very important days like today, and it's going to be more. There's going to be more days like that. The relationship between Children's Church team members need to be healthy, okay? We are a team. We are a family. I know the Shofar Church London is a family, but we're becoming closer family now in the Children's Church team. And we spoke about it at our meeting, me and Margot and Charlotte. So we're going to have a regular, we call it a team building, that will happen once a term. So once a term, 3 times in a year, we will have a team building and we will make sure that you have fun, okay? And we will make sure that you get to know one another, okay? So are you excited about that? Yes, because it's very important that we have relationship, a very good relationship, because we also need to be accountable to one another. That's why Margot and Charlotte said, please come and speak to somebody afterwards. If you had a really bad day at the Children's Church and you really feel like, oh, I can't do this, come and speak to somebody. Don't put it all here inside of you and just think, I'm not good enough, I can't do this, I must have never signed up doing this, you know, going through all those thoughts. Please, that's why we are all here together. We're doing this and being accountable to one another. Then also, teachers also get tired. Helpers also get tired. You get tired of Children's Church. Believe me, you get tired. So you will have a break, okay? Don't think that you're going to be every Sunday standing in front of the children. That's why we have the rota, and Margot is doing the rota. And I ask her at our meeting that we make the rota that it's not listen, 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 listen every Sunday, okay? So we're going along with the midterm. term breaks, we're going along with special days. So Margot will go into that and explain to you. That's going to be on the rota. And in holidays and on special days, we're not going to do a lesson. We're just doing Mother's Day cards today, okay? Or we're just doing, we're taking the kids today with permission with the parents. We take them to the park, okay? We're going to have fun in the park. We're going to have a picnic in the park. Or today is midterm break, so we're having popcorn and video, and we're just having fun, okay? And that's where the yellow and the red cards sometimes need to be taken out. Believe me, it's not in the lesson, it's in the fun times. So, don't be scared of that. We have to have fun. So Margot is going to make sure in the rota that you sometimes have that opportunity of not preparing a lesson, but also have a break along with the breaks that you have when you're not on duty, okay? So it's not going to be that hard, okay? And then snack. This is where it comes in what Melanie asked for. Melanie, we made a decision, and also for all the other parents here, we made a decision that we're not going to give the kids juice because not all the parents like that we give juice, so we stick to water. Make sure, that's why I put it on, I know it's something very small, but make sure that the jug is clean where you put the water in. That's why if it's your duty day, please make sure, come and wash it with warm water and soap. I know I'm being now ridiculous telling you this, but there is sometimes workers in children's church that just chuck the thing to the next Sunday and it gets all molded in the water that was left over. So please make sure you wash it with warm water, you wash it properly and you dry it before you put it back into the crate. Otherwise it gets molded and we don't want the children to get sick. Always fresh water that you give to the children. If you even want to, we can buy water if you prefer that, but we could speak about that later. They say London's water is safe, so we can drink the water. And then we only give the children 2 biscuits. We don't give them 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 because they will ask more and more and more. 2 biscuits is enough, and sometimes we will even give them popcorn, okay, because if the parents allow us, but we give them popcorn. So that's 2 safe things that we give. And like I said, we inform parents of other than above. Maybe in your lesson I told you about that. And make sure about allergies. And then Margot will talk to you a little bit later about that. That's why we have a crate specifically for the food stuff. It's separately from all the other stuff. So to keep it clean and to keep it healthy and safe, we don't mix it with all the other stuff that we take down to the children's church. We just keep that separately. Margot will explain to you a little bit later also about a letter that we post the week before, but she will explain to you that. For me, this part is just important because we want involvement from the parent side as well. So we have WhatsApp groups. You will see, you will be on the WhatsApp group, so you will be added to the WhatsApp group that says Leaders Children's Church. Don't get confused, there's 2, but that's why I started the names with Leaders and the other one with Parents. So don't accidentally write on the Parents group if you want to communicate something about us in the team, okay? So Leaders is a Leaders WhatsApp group, and then there's a Parents WhatsApp group. The Parents WhatsApp group, what we use that for only is when you're doing a lesson and you want to ask them about, you know, what I said about, you know, marshmallows or whatever. But you can also, if you're uncertain about it, rather send it to Margot, and Margot will put it on the parents group. So the parents group is not for, you know, we're not going to communicate and bother parents unnecessarily, okay? And that is also, if you finish with your lesson the day, on that Sunday evening, because I normally just did that in the past, I do it on the Sunday, then I know I don't forget. On that Sunday evening, you just sit and you WhatsApp to the parents just a brief summary of what you did at Children's Church and what you want to encourage the children to do during the week. So, for instance, we're doing the hands and the feet today. You just tell them, this was our theme for today. This is what we did. And we want to encourage children to think of 5 friends this week that they can invite to their church, or maybe invite them to, you know, go with them somewhere, whatever. So if you're uncertain about that as well, and you want Margot to put it on or Charlotte to put it on, ask Margot and Charlotte to put it on and just give a brief summary or whatever. So, but it's your responsibility, the one that is on duty that day, to put that on the WhatsApp group of the parents. Then we've got a laminated sign that says Children's Church. It's very important that you put it on the door at the venue downstairs, because there's other people also using the venue that they know that we are in there, and that it's Shofar Christian Church using the venue for Children's Church at that time. Just remember to take the sign off afterwards and put it in a crate again and not leave it downstairs. Please take the sign off again. And then also, talking of sticking that thing on the door, also every Sunday, that outline, that's why we laminated that, that outline should be on the wall, because children like Ethan, he because that's why we put pictures on as well. He wants to know what is happening next, okay? And it's not only Ethan. Children likes that because that keeps them safe. That keeps them also of a place that, and that's also a tool for your behavior, for your rules, and for your discipline. You can tell them, you know what, we had such fun now. Can you see on number one? We had such fun now with the welcome and the worship and the birthdays and the rules and the memory verse. But now it's lesson time. And lesson time, we don't talk. But can you see what is next? Can you see what is next? It's a snack and chat. Then we can chat. Then we can have open our mouths and chat, okay? So that is an outline for the children to know. This is how Children's Church works, and they will get into that routine of, now it's time this. And there will be Sundays that we're not going to use that routine. It's not that we stuck to a routine, but it's just for you and for the children to know what is our outline. And then also, you will see the rules are stuck to the wall there in the front. Stick your rules on the wall, because that will also, because if you want to refer to a child and say to him, you know what, I said when the whistle blows, you keep silent, you can refer to the poster, okay? So it's good for them visually to see it. So I know it's a little bit of a slip to put 10 posters up every Sunday. We will have our venue, fixed venue soon. I pray for God that we will have our own venue for Children's Church. Then we don't have to take it down every time and stick it on every time. But for now, please stick it on. It's very important that. And then quickly, I just want to, if you can put that on. I know we've talked about it, but then that you can just see it. Okay, so welcome and worship. That is more or less going into one. It's like it's not that you have to work out something now for the welcome. In the welcome, normally we ask them, what happened during the week? Can you tell me a little bit of a testimony of what happened? And what did you experience maybe on your way to church or something? Not needing to be long, okay? But just to get them involved, to talk a little bit. You can even ask them to sit in two groups quickly and tell each other what happened and why are you excited to be at Children's Church. You understand, that is welcome. Worship, I did give you a demonstration this morning. And like I said, for the first few, for a while, I will be doing the worship at the Children's Church, so you don't have to worry about that. And I will personally make I don't even the Afrikaans word. It's like a agreement. No, I will. Huh? Out of the word now. It's like. No, not commitment. Sorry. Okay, my way of my won't extend. Yeah. Okay. I will. No. I make a promise that I will be there. But if I can't be there, I will make an arrangement. That's the word. Arrangement. I will make an arrangement with you, with a teacher on duty, and I will even give you the song and whatever. So I will make an arrangement with that person. But for now, you don't have to worry about the welcome and worship. And then the next one is the birthdays and the rules. So that normally goes together. Okay. We do the birthdays. We do the rules. And later there will come a stage that we don't have to do the rules every Sunday, but we can just remind them about the rules, okay? And then, sorry, I just want to say the welcome and worship, that is more or less half an hour, okay? So if you just keep in mind your time as well. So when you go down, you have more or less in half an hour to do the welcome and the worship, and then you have more or less 15 minutes to do the birthdays and the rules, and then you do the memory verse, which is connected to your lesson, you do more or less in 15 minutes. So a memory verse is not just to go and stand there. Margot will show you later on. she will explain to you. It's lots of fun, okay? But it's linked to the lesson. And the lesson is then more or less half an hour. So say, for instance, you use 45 minutes for your birthday rules and your memory verse, and then you've got an half an hour, sorry, for your lesson. Half an hour for your lesson. And then you will give them a 15-minute break. And the lesson is now the lesson plan that Margot gave you. That's why I'm saying referring to lesson. And then you will have a quick snack and chat. So that will be 15 minutes where you put this. And you can put the snacks and everything out beforehand. It's very important that you put out your stuff beforehand. But we'll talk about that later. And then the last thing is then you will have like half an hour for the arts and craft. You will see if you really work it out from 10:30 till 12, you will maybe have a shortfall of 10 minutes. So if nobody is coming to kick you out, we normally have to be out at 12 there, but then church is not finished here yet. So that is a little bit of a problem. But if nobody comes to tell you, is that all right, Charlotte? Nobody comes to tell you you must be out here, just keep on for another 15 minutes or so. But try to be finished at more or less quarter past 12, okay? And it is disappointing for the children when they just started their nice crafts thing or their nice whatever and they have to break up. So if that is the case, if somebody tells you you must be out of the venue now, just bring them up and set them there in front of the, in the foyer, there where the kitchen are. I know it's uncomfortable for now, but if you want them to finish their thingy there, just bring your box up quickly with your thingies that you need and just sit with them and finish the craft or finish the thing that they were doing, because it's very disappointing for them if they have to hang around here and show their mom and dad something that's unfinished. Or just work out your time beforehand that you know that you work towards 15 minutes past 12. Okay, let's have a break for cake and tea, and then we'll go on, okay? Thank you, Mariette, for blessing us with a cake. There's also fruit, and we'll make sure that there's boiled water. So let's break for, say, can I just get my watch? I don't have my watch. Yeah, I just want to see the time. We're just 9 minutes behind, so I think if we can start at 12, that will be good, okay? So we'll all be back at 12. Thank you.